Kriyasa Torah yesterday, Parshas Mishpatim, we learned the pasuk, "Basvasa de treifa nisechelu, v'tenav tashlichan esay." This pasuk is the makkah of the issa of basa treifa. The literal taich of treifa, the chinuch says in Mitzvah Gimel, is a moloshin of tayrif, ripping an animal, rips apart a chayra, rips the behemoth apart, a zeb, an ari, a wolf, or a lion. Comes to a lamb, to a sheep, and it's terrific. It rips it apart with its claws, with its teeth. But Chazal Har Kabbalah, I'm sorry, Halach Mashem Sinai, that Slav Dafka, treifa is, happens from a chaya, Zevin Ari, attacking it, even if it has its own treifa, if it happens by itself, treifa is Halach Mashem Sinai, the Yudches treifa. There are 18 treifas, 18 places in the body that of the behemoth, if it has a nekev or a chasarin, It's a treif and it's also bachila. Even if you shecht, it's also bachila. L'mashal, if there's a kubas aveshet, there's a hole, a nekiv in the esophagus, or nekiv krim shomoyach, the membrane around the brain has a nekiv in it, has a hole in it, it's a treif. So the chinuch says, why does the Torah call the loshen treif? Loshen that it sounds like it happened from it was taraf, it was ripped apart from a chayah. So the chinuch diba kasa b'hayva. The Torah is talking in the usual case. The usual case, a behema gets. Gets these nekavim, gets these holes when it's attacked by a zev and ari, but the bemis is lav dafka. Rashi and Chumash, for example, the mechilta, he tells on the lashon of the soda. Why does the Torah say the soda? It's just say basa treifa. What's the basa treifa? So Rashi also says biba kasa behaiva. The Torah is talking a usual case where behema becomes a treifa, happens in the soda when it's on the field when it gets attacked by a zev and ari, gets attacked by a chaya. But it is lav dafka. The Gemara in Makkos Daf Yuches Amudalaf and Zvachim Daf Yebezim Abezim. There's other places also. The Gemara dashens from this pasuk. There's this other lavin also besides the lav of treifa. From this pasuk, basa of the treifa, we learn now there's a lav deraisa for basa that's shiyotza chutz mechitzasai. Any basa that goes out of its machitza. What does that mean? It means in halacha goes out of its machitza in halacha. L'mashal kachi kachim kabbonis are supposed to stay in the azara. Kamachatas, part of it, the Makadim Mumi, Makavan Mizbeach, the bus is eaten by the Kahanim. That bus is not supposed to go out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Azara. If it goes out of the Azara, that's called Yotzeh Chusim Chitzasoy, and even when you bring it back in, it's a lav to eat. It's a lav in the Torah. It's going to be from this pasuk, a bus of a Soda Trefa. Another case of Yotzeh Chusim Chitzasoy would be Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim is Moshe Kavan Shalom. Kavan Shalom, part of it, Makavan Mizbeach, part of it, we give to the Chaz Vashoik, we give to the Kayin, the rest of the bus of the Bailam eats. But that basa that the Habayim of the Kahanim eat, you have to eat it inside Yishalayim, inside the Chaim. If it goes out of the Chaim of Yishalayim, that would also be Yotzeh Chutzim Chitzasai. And that would be this lab also, basa basa treifa nisechenu. A third case of basa, which is Yotzeh Chutzim Chitzasai, the Gemara says, is the Kavan Pesach, if it goes out of the Chabura. The Kavan Pesach is also Kachim Kalim, it's a Shalom Be'etzim. It has to be in Yerushalayim. Chazal say it was a nest that the Anayidin came to Yerushalayim, there's always room for them. And they ate, but once they set up to have the Seder, and they had the Yizdavzai, and the Seder with the Kavan Pesach, once they brought in the Chabur, it was also to take it chutzim out of that room. If you took the Kavan Pesach out of that room, that would be Yotzeh Chutzim Chitzasai, and you brought it back, you'd be able to slav, a bus of the Soda Treif and Lissachelon. So this slav includes many different Averis, not just the Issa Treif, it also includes these Averis of bus that went out of its Machitza, Lalachu, it's supposed to be. Another case, as the Gemara says, is the behemah shadildul that the Eva went out of the behemah. If the Eva went outside of the behemah, b'shashchita, that Eva is not nitta b'shchita simur. You know, ben pakua, that the baby inside, the vlad inside, is nitta, is mutta with the shchita of the aim, but if one Eva was outside, that's going to happen in this pasuk. That's when the shchita goes on the whole ben pakua, even on the Eva that went out. Now, but then the Eva this Aveya, Basavus of the Trefa, because that Eva went chutzmi chitzasa, it went out of the machitza of the mother, so it's also going to happen in this pasuk. The kash is, how do you see that in this pasuk, all these lavin? Mainly the din of treifas that we're used to, the din of treifas, the yudches treifas, we explained. Really, where do you see that in the pasuk? What does the word treifa mean? The word treifa means attacked by a zev and ari, attacked by a chaya. And that, and the way the chinuch and Rashi explain is diba kasa b'hoiva. The pasuk says, That's another big shangla. That's not shangla. But Maisa, where do you see it? Hilchus treifas we learn out because treifas means it was attacked by chaya raw, and Chazal said it's labdafka attacked by chaya, but it means the case where it got one of these nekavim, one of these hilchus treifas. But where do you see this halacha of yatzachus mechitzasai? in these words, what's the Pesach Treifa? How about Chazal Dashin that from these words? So I was thinking maybe from Lashon Besada. Besada itself means that it's going in Lashon going out. Lamashal the Pesach says, V'yetzi Yitzchak Nesuch Besada. Yitzchak went out to dive in the field. Besada has a connotation of going out. Maybe that's where it comes from. But it's still Shver, what is Lashon Treifa? How was Treifa ripped apart have to do with these halachas of Yotze Chutz Mechitzazek? So I saw the Tosfim Ishtel Zechana, the Tosfim in Pashma Shpata, Moshe Eish Lamed, he says, what's Pshat? So he says, that MS in Lashon HaKodesh, the word Treif means two things. The word Treif in Lashon HaKodesh is the Lashon of Toyef, a Chaya, being Toyef a Behema, ripping apart a Behema. But it's also a Lashon, the Lashon is, it's also, Gam Yunach, Al Dovish and Ashtanabai Haseda Hatsiri Vasiduri. It also refers to, Treif is Lashon, something is out of order, something is out of place. And he gives two mishalim. He says there's two mishnayos. There's a mishnah in Yuma in the fourth parak, Taref Kalpi. Everyone knows that the mishnah that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur he put in a kalpi, a keli, two tabloyes, two tablets. One said Hashem, one said Azazel. He would reach and take it out, put one on one soya, one on the other soya. The one that was Hashem was a carbon. The one that was Azazel was thrown off Azazel, the Har Azazel. What's the taich of Taref Kalpi? So Rashi taiches. Taraf pitoim suddenly betrefu v'chatifa. As if he quickly grabs it. It's malashin of chatifa, grabbing it. But other rishonim teach taraf is malashin of mixing it up. To do a real girl, to do a real lottery, you have to mix it up. So taraf is malashin of mixing it up. So tiny tetamima, you see taraf means that it's mixing up the seder. That's maybe how Chazal saw in this way with the dash in this pasuk that it means yatzu chutz mechitzasei. He went out of the seder. Another mission he brings is mission tainus. The mission says, that you test, Eilu Masriyin B'Shabbos. Masriyin, Rashi Taim, Pashmi, means screaming. Rashi Taich is, you could say, Aneinu. Dechel on Shabbos, we don't say Aneinu. We don't daven for Gashmis. And other Mephashim were, Masriyin is Moshin, Toikin B'Shefis. They would be Tekei and the Shefis, the Truites. And these are things you don't do on Shabbos. But the Mishnah says, in certain emergencies, you're not to daven even on Shabbos, Aneinu. And one of the cases is, the Mishnah says, Asfina Mutarefis Bayam. What's the Lashon Mutarefis? What does that mean? A boat that's lost at sea. It's pretty scary, you know, a boat that's lost at sea. But Tayyan Tatarim, Mutarefis is Malashon out of its place. It's not where it's supposed to be. They're lost. There's a man, Tayyan Tatarim, but that's how we learn from this Pasuk. Basavis of the Trefa. It means Basavis of, which is Trefa, out of its place. That means Yatzachutz Mukhitazai. Well, it's out of its place. That's the place of Kachem Kachem is supposed to be in the Azara. The place of Kachem Kachem is supposed to be in Yerushalayim. If it goes out, it's Mutarefis. It's lost. It's out of its place. But he's saying something, because otherwise, the Meister, the Josh, is a Messiah from Hasinai, how Tadashin is Tzukim. But they have to fit into the word somehow. You have to have Ebesa Taich. So Tetsuimi is saying Ebesa Shikal Taich. Also, like if you see, it was Maria. There's another shayla here. If there's so many labim going down from this pasuk, the chayyut should be a lashav beklolos. You know, the Gemara says in Pesachim the Chavdalad that in other places also that on a lashav beklolos, when one pasuk includes many averus, there's no malchus. One of the cases the Gemara says is a pasuk by the Kohen Pesach says al teichlu kiim tliyesh. Torah says the Kohen Pesach is al, it's a lab. Don't eat it only al tliyesh, broiled, roasted on a fire. So we dash from that pasuk that there's an issa tidit no, if it's raw it's not roasted, and it's also issa mevushel, if it's mevushel it's also not roasted. And the Gemara says these are two separate laban, no and mevushel, and they're both learned out from this one pasuk. And since they're both learned out from this pasuk, if someone's over that aver, he's over a lab, but there's no malchus, it's lab shabaklalas. Lameisa, the Rambam and the Chinuch, they both asking that you get malchus on all these laban. If somebody eats treif, he gets malchus. If somebody eats from the yutchas treif, he gets malchus. If somebody eats basa that went out of the mechitza, kachim kalim that went out of the azara and came back in, or kachim went out of the chaimamin and went back in, or kachim went out of the azara and went back in, he would get malchus. And the Rambam himself mutches on it. Why Lameisa is it that way? Lameisa should be allowed to be called. The Ramban speaks about it in Malchus Safid Zayin. But the Michas Chinuch brings down, they understand that the Tosis in Yuma, the Flamavav, if you learn the Tosis, you'll see Tosis is Chaylik. Tosis says, it's taka no malchus on any of these lavin, because the Shav Shabbat Klolis, except for the first one, except if you eat Trefa from the Yudchas Trefas. Chaylik Tosis is Shvev and Manashach. I mean, if it's a Shav Shabbat Klolis, you shouldn't get Trefa malchus on anything. But Tosis says, if you eat the Trefa, which has this from the Yudchas Trefas, you do get malchus. So Tosis himself explains it. Tosis says, The reason is because that lav is mafurish in the pasuk, and this is a chiddush from Taisus. Taisus is even saying a chiddush that this klal that lav shabbat kolos you don't get malchus is only on the lavin which are not mafurish in the pasuk. But if one of the lavin is more mafurish in the pasuk, you will get malchus on that. So this Taisus in the Duchsuch is a little bit not like the Tertimima. According to the Tertimima, all the lavin are mafurish in the pasuk. The word treifa means both. Taisus seems to be saying the other lavin are not mafurish. Maybe treif is more mafurish to refer to yudches treifas than the Tertimima's pshat of it. That's the Taisus. There's another chiddush in that Taisus in Yuma. A great amoyder chiddush. Taisus says that you eat treifa, a behem with yudches treifas, you even not only alav, you even asay also. Because the Torah says, the pasuk says, "Basa b'sod treif loy sechelu, lekenav tashlifan loy sechelu." So a person eats it, he's over the lav of a bas b'sod treif loy sechelu. He's also over the mitzvah asay of a kenav tashlifan loy sechelu. He ate it; he didn't throw it in the cloven. Now, even though this is, on the Uber.
It
was Shiyat Tuchus Mekatzai, right?
What's on the Mitzvah
Zvichah? It wasn't Zvichah, it wasn't Zvichah. Yeah, that's not a Mitzvah Yuvis.
You can't throw
Kachi,
you
want to
eat.
Yeah, that's not a Mitzvah. You're not even Asay because, you're not even Asay. No one says Nevele, you're even Asay with Zavachta, because that's not a Mitzvah Yuvis. Like, I hear you saying, but that's not fair enough. But this place, first of all, this place is Chiddush. So this says is chiddush that there's a mitzvah say from a kev tashlichon say. First of all, the mechaschinuch is more that it's a daf yachin because all the rishonim, the many mitzvahs that count the tayag mitzvahs, no one counts this as one of the tayag mitzvahs. The Rambam, Psadigoyin, the Chinuch, Ramban, and Sefer Mitzvahs, no one counts as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Tosis that's counting this one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, you have to know Tosis Cheshvan obviously is going to take out one of the other Mitzvahs. Maybe I'll combine it with something else. We'll have a Cheshvan why it's not counted. Okay, so.
Yeah, but the Bailo says to sell it to a get.
Right, you have a choice, right. I don't know. I'm just saying this Tosis. This Tosis says that by treifas you have an assay. But the Michas Chinuch says a moedig and nafkamina. Besides the fact that the person's over two aveiros, he's mevatel to say, and he's over. Oh, also I just wanted to say this is, seems to be posher that the zichah no chiv to take treifa and find a kelam and give it to kelam. I don't think even Tosis means that. Zichah you got to throw it out. But from this again, Rashi and Chumash brings down that the Medrash says limvcha kosa shena kosh baruch ma kabeich schar kol bei yeshnem and chovnei yisong yechatz kelam v'shenei am kosh baruch tzunu leischarai. The reason is because of when the Yidden, the teva of klovim is to bark at the people when they're going by, and when the Yidden went out to see some time, it was a special nest. No dog barked at the Yidden, and for that they got the special scha that this pasuk says take the treifa and lekem v'shichan. I say, so I think what it means is, well, nice if you're not going to eat it, you would throw it to the klovim very often, but not that it's mamash shechiyev. But Tosis does say if you. It's me, it's a
Right.
So, if you do eat it, Taisus says you are even in Bedafka, and you don't do the Kavta Shichan, so if you eat it, you are even the Mitzvah. So, Michas Chus is a Merdig and Afkamina, in this Shita. He says, the Gemara says in Psach and Perkal Shah, the Chavdan Leveis, that all Isuri Achila has to be Keder Chani Yosan. But that's all even the Torah said in the Lashon of Achila. Wherever the Torah gave a lav, a lashon of oisechol, oisechengu, the is only if you do it derech achila. But if it's nifsum achilas adam, if it got spoiled and rotten and it's already not something somebody would eat, there's no hanah from it, you're not over. But Dr. Gemara, if you have the lav, it's not written in lashon of achila, then you'll be over even if it's nifsum achilas adam. And the Gemara gives an example of basa b'cholam. The is of eating basa, meat and milk, basa b'cholam, the Torah does not say in the Lashon of Oisechelu. It never says that. The Torah says three times, Oisevashu Gadi B'chayvimai, don't cook. The Gemara Dashin, the first time Oisevashu is telling you it's a bishul, not to cook it. It's on the bishul itself. Second time is that Oisevashu Gadi is coming to teach you Nisa Achila, and the third time is coming to teach you Nisa Anah. But the Maisa, this Achila is going down from the possible Oisevashu. It doesn't say Beloshin Achila. So Gemara says, the person will be over eating basa b'cholam, even if it was shenagidach and yasin, even if it was nifsum achilas adam. The Gemara is another case of Klayim, also is the Moloshim Pen Tukdash, it doesn't say in the Torah, Leisechal. But Zokta Mechas Chinuch, over here, on the lab, Bosmus Sotrefa Leisechelu, since it's in the Moloshim of Leisechelu, if it would be Nifsa Mechinas Adam, if it would be spoiled, and if it would be no Hanoi, you wouldn't be over this lab. But I say, of the Kemet HaShichon, I say, that is not written in the Moloshim of Leisechal. So time to make a snuff, maybe get finished. That if a person eats trefa, something that has from the yuchas trefas, even though it was nisim chingas odom, he'll be over on that say according to Tosis. According to other rishonim, it's only a lab over here, and you won't be over anything. But according to Tosis, you'll be over that say. I was clarifying, well, according to mechas chinuch and the Tosis, what would be if it's nisim chingas kelev? So maybe then there's no Indian of a kelev tashichon or say, no good either. That array should be maskiya, the yisa say also maybe.
It's never nisim chingas kelev.
Yeah, well, there's such a thing, but okay. Another Indian. The big site in Chafis is the Shtekelot from Chaim. It starts with the Mishnah Chulin. The Mishnah Zakhna Chulin that you give him at Allah. Shchit is over Kachav and Nevela, or Matam of Amasa. If a guy shechs, it's Nevela, it's possible, the Shchit is possible, and it's not a good Shchit, it's considered just died, and it's Nevela, and it's Matam of Amasa. Neveilah is matam b'magid. If you touch it, and b'masa, if you carry it. But the Rambam zogt in Perek Beis Hilchos Avos HaTumah is of the Moed HaGechidosh. He wants to say that the issa achila of shchit b'sevek hachavim, that it's neveilah, that's the raisa. It's also to eat that shchit b'raisa. But this halacha that's matame, that's tame, is only the rabbanon. Zevil the Rambam zogin. There's no mizaraisa, will not be tame. The Rambam explains it a little bit. The Rabbi is chaylik, and the Magen Mishnah explains it. I don't think we're going to have time to go into this later, maybe at the end, but we have a little time. I wanted to say that the Machaikas Rambam and the Rabbit should be totally in the Rosh, in the first pair of Chulin, Simon Hay, the Machaikas, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Maybe we'll get back to this. But I first want to say the end of the Rambam. Again, the Rambam says, this halacha, the Shchit, the Sa'ivikachavim, is Neveila, it's only in the Sa'achila. But it's not on the Tumah. The Tumah is only the Rabbanim. And the Rambam itself is Akasha. Mim Taima, respect the Rambam. That means it wasn't a good shchita. So if it wasn't a good shchita, it's mamish nevela. If it's mamish nevela, why should it not be tami like every nevela? And for the Rambam, loy kol asa b'chinga matami. Not everything that's asa b'chinga is matami. Sharia treifa asur b'tayra. We find treifa is asa b'chinga, and the halacha is treifa is not matami. When you check the trefa, the shchita helps that it's not nevela, it's only trefa, and it's not tummy. So you see there's such a thing that asabachina is not tummy. In the back of the Biskarov and the Rambam, there's some mechtavim. There's some bivin, there's some letters written from Biskarov. And there's one letter there towards the end, it's on Amid Ayin Tes, and Agav, and all the letters, there's no names written to who it's written to. And the Bishaber from Boston, from the Rechel, my uncle, or Michel, that he said, this letter is written to him. This letter from the Biskarov was written to his nephew, to Rishabeth from Boston. My uncle asked him, how come there are no names? Most people that print Chuvis, they print the cover, they print the person who's written to. So Rishabeth answered him back, so the Mia da Fana Leiden. He said, they didn't want to write my name because of me. So the Mia da Fana Leiden. They couldn't write anybody's name. Oh, you're welcome upon him. In that letter, from the Biskarov to his nephew, the Biskarov tells him of a vort from Reb Chaim. He says, Reb Chaim stelts the Gemara Kashin Sram. The Rambam says again, that Shchitas Eva Kachavim is Neve'inga, and it's also Bachinga Medaraisa, but it's not Matami V'masa, it's not Matami only Medarabana, it's not Matami Medaraisa. And the Rambam asks, how is it possible, if it's not a good Shchita, why should it not be Tami? And for the Rambam, we find that by Trefa, that it's also Bachinga, but it's not Tami. So Reb Chaim Kashin, what's the Tushta? Treif is a zaitig issa. That's why it's only this is only a sachina. It's not there's no tumah, but it was a good shchita. Treif is issa v'neyasmai. When you have an issa v'neyasmai, that you can understand that issa is only an issa achina. But the shchita was a good shchita, so it's not nevela. That's why it's not tummy. Mashenkin shchita slavik achavim. That was a psul in the shchita. If you have a psul in the shchita, how could it not be tummy? That was Ram Salkasha. If you have a psul in the shchita, so it wasn't shechted. It died without shchita, so it's regging on the venga. Why should it not be tummy? What's the Ram Sushal to Trefa? It's a plea. What do you see from Trefa? So the Chaim, we see from here, Muslims are going to grace the Chiddush, that the psul Trefa is not a Zaytik psul. Psul Trefa is a psul in the shchita. That's what the Rambam is learning. Sees from Treifa. Psul Treifa is bemes psul neshchita, and even though it's a psul neshchita, we see that it's not meant that we see there's such a thing as something that's psul neshchita, but it's only psul benegei achino. It's not a psul benegei tuma. And that's the sushdel teshchita sevikacham. That's what the Rambam is mechadish. The teshchita sevikacham, the same thing. Otherwise, if it's a zaytega issa, l'mashal chaylev is asa, but chaylev is not metame. Chaylev is not nevein. It's a separate issue. The shchita was good. Zokt b'chaim muzayin as by Treifa, the psul is a psul in the shchita. And the Chaim brings another right to this chiddush. He brings the Gemara says that in Chum that in Hey that a ben pakua the imez a treifa the shechita does not help for the ben pakua. Again, the half ben pakua is when there's a vlad inside the mother and you shech the mother. The shechita helps for the vlad also. But Dr. Gemara, if the mother was a treifa, then the shechita doesn't help for the vlad. What you could do is you could shech the vlad now on its own, but the shechita not help for the vlad. Effective Chaim, if treifa is isif neyatzma, is this on its own? And it was a good shechita on the mother, why should the shechita help for the vlad? You had a good shechita. The mother has a separate problem. The mother has a problem that it's the ben pakua. The Chaim gives a mashal. He says, let's say the mother would be a shah niskal. Shah that killed somebody, which was asa bachira. Also, when you shechta that shah niskal, the shechita would not help for the vlad? Of course it would help for the vlad. Shah niskal is zaitagis. It's the same thing. If shechita is a zaitagis, it's a sneasmai, why should it not help for the vlad? Zok the Chaim, muzman zogin, that treif is a psul in the shechita, and that's why it doesn't help. That's why it doesn't help for the vlad. Lamaisa, what's pshat in it? Why would treif be a psul in the shechita? What does a neck give in the krim shomayach or a neck give in the reya? What does that do with the shechita? Shechita, the main shechita is nachri. That's a psul in the shechita. Something wrong with the shechit. That's a psul in the shechita. Or if you do a psul in the maisa shechita, she adjusts a chalda gam vika. That's going on. But over here, treif is something because it has a problem. The kavi, it has a problem. In the lave, in the heart, there's a neck in the lave, at chaloy, abes chaloy. Therefore, there should be psul in the shechita. What's the sum of the shechita? What?
Ah.
Well, that was saying right. That's the way Ram Shchidish. That loy kol haba asu b'achin is natame. Sometimes shechita is only.
I'm saying shechita
is only
shechita.
Well,
shechita says that. She's
shechting it dead end.
Right.
No, so then it wouldn't work
for the
Akum.
I mean, it should be worse than Shechita Akum? It should be worse than Shechita
Snachri?
No, I'm saying it's a Raya, that it's a Maitre Shechita.
What's the
Maitre Shechita?
We're
checking
a dead
animal. So that's what I was thinking. There was a Machoikas and Gemara that in Chulun other places of Chefe Chai or Chefe Enachai. One man holds Treifa does live. One man holds that Treifa does not live more than 12 months. The Ram Paskin is Treifa Einachaya. So it could be that this is pshat that because Treifa is Einachaya, you could say that the behemah to be not nevela has to be that it died from shechita, not died on its own. This behemah bemis is Amelomus from the Yudchas Treifas. So it was Amelomus, it didn't really die from the shechita, it was going to die anyway.
So then it just
well, that's the Rambam's calling. How do you machan by Shechita Sevek Chavim? Shechita is Nachri, the Rambam is also saying, it's Psul in the Shechita, it's Zichr Psul in the Shechita, but it's not Matame. So, Rambam, not everything that's Psul in the Shechita has to be a complete Psul. Benegeya Tuma, Benegeya Tuma. But why is it not a Shechita Benegeya Achila? We're just trying, right, but we're trying to explain a little bit why is Treif a Psul in the Shechita? What's the son of Treif in the Shechita? The MSM is that any behemoth which is Oymel Lombos, Zicha Shechita helps. A behemoth which is Oymel Lombos, Shechita helps. That's for sure. But the advice is not as there's a custom. The MSM is maybe you can just say that's the whole Alchem Mishmissinai. Chaim said that was Alchem Mishmissinai, that this is a psul. He understood that this is a psul in the Shechita. Well, upon this is Chaim's story, that it's a psul in the Shechita. And he has these two rayas. In the Asim the Reis of Rebbeinu Engel, he also says the same chiddush. He also must say the same chiddush that shechita is a psul in the shechita is a psul. Treif is a psul in the shechita. Treif is a psul in the shechita. And he brings two other Reis, Moedig Reis. He brings a Reis. There's a Moedig Rambam in Pekdal and Hilchos Machon Sasur Sanchid Zayin. The Rambam Paskins. It's a Gemara Meila. The Holy Surim Ainim Mitzdafim Zemzeh. Only Surim and not Mitzdafim Zemzeh. The Im Ochel Chatzik Zayis Mizeh. Chatzik Zayis Mizeh Ainim Mitzdafim. The person needs a half a Zayis of one Issa. And half a gzayis of another issa, he doesn't get malchus. He's not over because he didn't have a shear. You're not mistar if two different isurim. That's the one meaning. But the Rambam adds on something which is really Sifri, the Sifri of the Drasha. The Rambam says, Chutz mi suri trefa nevela, the mistafen. Trefa and nevela are mistaf. The im ocho, chatzig zayis trefa, but chatzig zayis nevela, the loikin alav. First thing is, a hefek zayis trefa and a hefek zayis nevela, he will get malchus. And this is a Drasha and Sifri, but the Rambam is most of the time. The Rambam says, what's the reason? The Rambam says, hova trefa tchinas nevela hi. Because trefa is the beginning of nevela. The Michas Chinah starts to understand what's meant this. Well, who's, what does that mean? That treif is tchinas nevela. Pasha treif is a whole separate issa. Zok the Reis of Engel, you see from here, this is so. That treif is a psul in the shchita. And if treif is a psul in the shchita, it is similar to nevela. It is died without the proper shchita, the meaningless nevela. And that's why, that's what Ram says, it's more the Gechidish, that you mitzvah, for here for Gzai is treif, for here for Gzai is nevela. And then Rabbi Svingel brings another Shana Raya to Tisoid from Gemara Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara says that even though Treifa, like we're saying, Treifa is not Matami Midaraisa, but the Gemara does make say that it is Matami Midarabanan. The Gemara says, Maga Treifa Matami Mukdashim Midarabanan. Chazaba Geiza, that if a Treifa touches Kodshim, it's Matami. In fact, Rabbi Svingel, what's the difference on Treifa Matuma? Why would Chazal make such a Tuma Darabanan? The Chazal would not take any other Issa, Chvesa Shtik Ola, something that goes from a tree, the verse 3 is Asa Bachila, that if it touches Kodshim, it's Matami, because Asa Bachila. What does the Zaitige Issa have to do with Tuma? It's even Chazal to be Geiza. A Shtik Chalev, which is Asa Bachila, or Dam. Dam is not Matami, Chalev is not Matami, not even Midarabanan. What's the whole Musik that Chazal would say that Treif is Matami Midarabanan? But if you say Treifa is a psul in the Shechita, and Navadan, the Shechita helps to take off the Nevein of Benegei Tuma, you could say, but Chazal said, Benegei Kodshim with Mo Machmir. We look at it, it's carved to Nevein, and they were gazed on it, and it's a Tuma. But this is Vaitim, but this is sorry that Treifa is a psul in the Shechita. And Zachavim, and good you did, Rav Goyen and Matzah Shmuel Gerel, I wanted to bring a raya to the Shechita. That it's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim and Reb Engel, that Treif is a Psul Neshchita. From the Rambam, is Masada, Roiv Hilchus Treifus in Hilchus Shchita. So it's Vekta Machos Shmuel, why didn't the Rambam put Hilchus Treifus in Hilchus Macholon Tassurais? If it's Zaydegis, the Rambam has a whole section, Hilchus Macholon Tassurais. So that's sign over there. It's if they ask me, Zaydegis of Treifus, that's sign over there with all the other Macholon Tassurais. Why did the Rambam put in Hilchus Shchita? In Perik Yud, Perik Yud Alf, two Prachim in Hilchus Shchita. So here's Mashma. That's what they've been, that's how people say, right? So it's a right system here that Treifus is a din hirushchita. I was thinking of Shashnacha Shadaraya, if you have time to say this, there's a Mishnah in Zvachim, that's a machtest, and Mishnah says, Molok, benimstis Treifur, mei mitami besabliya. This quick Akdama, the offer is, an oif taha, which is Nevelith, which dies without Shechita, and Oif Tah is different than a Behemoth. Behemoth that dies without Shechita is Matami of a Mag of a Masa, by touching or carrying it. Oif Tah, if it dies without Shechita, is Matami only the Beis Sablia. Only when a person eats it, and when it reaches the point where he can't cough it out, he can't spit it up. If it reaches the Beis Sablia, that's where it's Matami over there. Okay, it's a special Zeus Akasa. Oif Tah, Nevelith Oif Tah is Matami Beis Sablia. There's another Allah we know that by Kabonis Oif, you don't do shchita, you do malika. Normally we do shchita with a sakin from the front, but by kabbanas oif, the kohen does malika. He takes it and he presses his thumbnails into the back, into the oif in the back, and that's considered a shchita. If you do malika on any other oif, it would be nevela. If you try to do malika on any other, it would be nevela. But special halacha, there by kabbanas in the azara, they would do malika, and that was a shchita. Oh, but the Mishnah says that, let's say, you do malika, and you find the carbonous puzzle. L'chayra, if the carbon is puzzle, and it's nishkan malika, it's nishkan carbon, so the malika should not help, it should be nevela. If If you do shechita and the carbon's possible, you have shechita. But over here, it was the only reason why you're able to do malika is because it's a carbon. If the carbon's possible, it should be in the vela. But the Mishnah says, if you did malika and you found the oif to be a trefa and it's possible for carbon, it's still not matame. The malika helps that it's not matame. So, the Mishnah before the Samach Chesam Beis is a famous klal. Calls like this: if you had a psul in the carbon it was not psul in the bekodesh. That means, according to Rashi, that means the psul happened before you brought into the Azara. Taisel is a little bit different, but we'll go with Rashi. Rashi means if the psul happened outside the base of Mikdash, for example, yeah, it was Mechusa Eva. The Behemoth was Mechusa Eva, or the Eif was Mechusa Eva, and then you brought it in, that you do Malika, that doesn't help. That is Mamash Nevela, and it is Mechaim Beis Abliya. And the third, as far as, because if it's not absolutely Bekaridish, the psul happened before you brought it in, it's not even a carbon at all. So now it's muscle from a carbon. Before you brought it in, it's not a carbon at all. It's a mela, so that malika is not a malika. It's not a shita. A mela is tummy. It's like nevela. But if suni bekaidish, if the psul happened inside the azar, according to Rashi, and the Mishnah, the Gemara gives examples, you were malik the smol, or you were malik belayla. You did malika with the left hand, which is wrong. You did malika at night, which is wrong. But the mice, it is a carbon. The psul happened after you brought into the base of mikdash, then the malika helps. And that's the klal. So it depends where the psul happened. If it happened out before you brought it in, the malika doesn't help. If it happened after you brought it in, the malika helps. So of effect the carinari, but what's behind this Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying that Malvinsis Trefa is not Matame. If you made malika and you found it to be a trefa, it's not Matame. In fact the carinari and lacharya trefa happened before you brought it into the Azara. Pasha the Mishnah doesn't mean it became a chafer in the Azara. The Mishnah Lachair means even if it was a chafer before. If it was a chafer before you brought in the Azara, Lachair, this oif was possible before you brought in the Azara. So it wasn't, the way we're explaining, it wasn't a carbon. So why should the Malika help now to make it oif Nevela? This should be Lachair, any psung of a Kodesh. So I was thinking, according to Yisub Chaim, according to Yisub Engel, Kifenfa, the chafer really wasn't a psul. It's a psul in the Maisa Shchita. So you brought it in, there's really no problem. The whole Chalois Psul Chafa is Bashar Shchita. And that is Suni Bekodesh, and that's Benfit, and according to Chaim, and
there's
a. Chafa
is a Psul Kotchman.
Even if you learn that Chafa
is a surname, it's still a Psul Kotchman. Who says?
What's your
Raya? I don't know. Like the Moses says, which type of behemoth do you have to bring in?
Because you won't be able to shchit. Because you won't be able to shchit. We have a kasha on this whole side of Chaim and Bishop Engel that treif is a psul in the shchit from Rashi and Chulon. Rashi says that, like we mentioned before, we had this machlokes and Gemara if there's shchit and life in a Torah or not. If minatayrus oifus need shchita, we know dogim fish do not need shchita, and behemoth avada do need shchita. What about oifus? So it's mechuzes gemara. One man them holds oifus behemoth is like dogim. It's like fish. You do not need shchita, and one man them holds yes shchita like minatayrus. It is midaraisa. So one man holds darbana, one man them holds daraisa. How do we pass it? It sounds. I just so recently stipled. I have the old set and likutim chenal dal and tamar alaf. Something he brings down. He says, you know, it's not klar and paiskim. I think everybody assumes that yes shchita like minatayrus. That we pass like that mandama. The type of tainus is not pushed at all. You don't find anywhere in Pesachim Hachro in this machaikas. Then this is no real nafkamin. If it's the Reis Taban, we have to shrit anyway. But we don't really, it's the type of type of. Maybe you're right, but Svegishim Yafu mean interesting, but I don't know, the type of tainus is that it's not Mukhra in Pesachim. If you want to rely on his Bakiyas, he says no one passes the Shaila. How we pass the Maisa is no, not Rishonim, not Achrenim, not in the Pesachim. And one big naf, yeah, we are, because we're machmir. Well, that's a terrorist. That's what we're not going to find. We do speak in Lachum because we're choshes for the Shita that is Yeshchit in life in the Torah. One thing I was thinking, Rachman Son, what happened there with the Maisa in Muncie, people know, that would be enough to mean that if we don't know, if the halacha is that Ein Shchit in life in the Torah and it's only Darbanon, the whole thing was a Shayig in the Darbanon, which we know the Nasiva says doesn't even need Tshuva, doesn't even need a Kapara. So if the case that's Taka B'alacha, that ain't Shchit L'Leif in the Torah, the whole Shayin then was the Darbanon, and it was the Shayin Darbanon. Yeah, it was? I thought it was only Eifus.
Yeah,
Oh, okay. It's not the Geyah. Okay, but anyway, but the Maisa Rashi says, even the Kointan Mandoma of Ein Shchita Leifin Atayr, Rashi says, there is it in Treifas. Rashi says, close, very Rashi. So, but a Treifah will be Osama Daraisa. How do you understand that according to Chaim and the Vesvenga? Oh, very good. Oh, you knew that. Okay, Maisa, it's a Tyson Lazio. Wait, it's also Rashi. The Torah says. Okay, but let's just say the Kasha. The Kasha again. Rashi's saying that even if you hold Ein Shchita Leif Min HaTorah, that you don't need Shchita, but it's a treif, this will be Midrash. If the Oif has a treif, and one of you has treif, and there's other treif by Oif also, the Mishnah says that there's two more, that will be Osam Min HaTorah. So how do you understand? The Torah is like you're saying, that it's a Rashi in Chulon, the Chavzayin and Beis, and Tosfos Nazir, that says that even according to Mandam, Ein Shchita Leif Min HaTorah, but you do need Nechira. You do have to kill it. You're not allowed to eat it chai. And Rashi says, "Moedik and Loshen." I love this. That would also be after. That would be after, right? And Rashi says, and he has a few words. Rashi says, "Nechirasi zui shchitasi." The nechira is the shchita. So Moedik Rashi, I know where Rashi gets from. Rashi says, not just nechira, as I be this mandam holds that an oif, the simanim, you don't have the hilchos of shchita, but you do have to do it. It's a mitzvah shchita of nechira. And Rashi says another Moedik about it. Rashi says the nechira has to be in the simanim. Then you have to kill it derech the simanim. You have to like chop off the head. But if you would give it a makan, like I clap the head or something, and it would die any other way, it would be an avela. Not stam. The nechir has to be in the simanim. So you see, mamish the nechir is the shchita. So teretz is the that the teretz of Chaim and the base of Engel. Then the treif will be a psul in the nechir. The nechir is the shchita. Yeah. No, but still a sifa. You have a mitzvah sifa on a dead fish also.
Why is that sifa on a dead fish? And if you find it on
when you pick it up, the sifa. When you pick it up, that's the mitzvah.
You have to pick it up. Let's say you find it on
a sifa.
You have to do a
yes thing.
Somebody, let's say,
if
you bite into a fish,
there's no
water.
You didn't take it. That's right. That'd be the shayla. Wait, but this one, end off. This one, say one last kasha. One last kasha on the prime and that's in the rice. If you want to say this, the whole din treifus, the side of treifus is a psul in the shchita. How do you understand the halacha? It's gemara chulin daf nuches mishnah idias perakei mishnah alaf that yotzimina is asa. Anything that comes from an is asa. And the gemara says, for example, the mishnah also says cholav min a treifa, milk from a behemah treifa is asa, or bayim from a treifa. It's gemara b'chayus also lefav bayim eggs from a treifa oif is also asa because it's yotzimina isa. So how do you understand that according to Reb Chaim and the Beis Bengal, the whole din treif is not really us, it's only psul in the shchita. Yeah, you understand that way? It's both? How can you be both? How can you say it's both? What do you need psul in the shchita? Why would you need psul in the shchita if it's us the Zaytik is also?
Why would
Right. I don't know, right? I mean, that's what Pashup Shat was, that it's Psul in the Shchita. That's why he's touching up Magdir, that this Pasuk is one Pasuk, he's Magdir, that it's Psul in the Shchita. Mainly, why is it also Chorim and Atrefer? Before the Meister Shchita, live Behemah also didn't have Shchita yet. You have no Shchita, and there's no Din Yetzim and Issa. So why would this be also Yetzim and Issa? The Teretz is, I think, the Teretz is. Then it says you have to understand. Every time you take Chol from a live behemah, why isn't it Yisminis? Every time you take Beim from a live wife, yes, there's Eiv Menachai. Why isn't it Yisminis? The Teretz is, since this behemah has a head to Shchita, it's not called Issa. Something which has a head to Shchita is not called Yisminis. You know, right? But and then the same thing at Beya from the Tanagelas. The same thing has a head to Shchita, it's not called Issa. The Meila a Treifa hot Nishkain head to that's why even according to the Prime Minister of Engel, we can understand the Cholman and the Chafer and Behemoth and the Chafer will be called Yetzim and Issa. And I hope... Yeah, that's called Mishnah. Yeah, that's Yesi Minister. The Kash is why. Cash is why. So that's what we. Right.
Like
but the Gemara says Chomer Treifa is Yesi Minister. Why?
Why? No.
That's what we should know.
Good.
No, why the shkita doesn't work on the trip?
On the thing itself,
it's
born.
You could check.
Well,
I think
it was.
So you see, Samakasha, why it's called
a treifa? It's just a check
itself. Right? So you see,
who's treifa?
The mother's a treifa.
So you see, Samakasha, why is a treifa? According to me, it's good because oh, we got had the shkita on its own, but it's yosef is something which doesn't have had the shkita. But no, my story is it has comes from which has had the shkita. Okay, just this is a ma'amokum. We hope to get in a future week. I'm going to choose Kiveg and Simonine test and the end of Simon Pei Bays and then you're going to trade for something.